One More Turn. Episode 1107. Case Dismissed.
Okay, Bella. I'm here. You said you wanted to talk in person, so this can't be good.
This challenge is going to get thrown out in court, Hudson, if it even makes it that far.
He had every intent on causing me bodily harm. That's aggravated assault.
Only a government lawyer could charge Carson with a criminal offense. You are not going to find one that will agree that his assault and battery was that serious. He shoved you a couple of times in the heat of an argument. You walked away none the worse.
I'm not talking about criminal charges. I'm going to sue him in small claims court.
You'd still have to prove damages. There were none to your person that required medical attention. Your ego does not count. Besides, your pursuing this as a small claims case would reinforce the, at best, minor nature of this event.
Then let's find a government lawyer who will charge him with simple assault.
Look at you, playing online paralegal. But sure, you could probably get a government lawyer to charge Carson with that minor offense.
Well then?
If you could turn back to a time within 6 months of it happening.
Thank you, Cher.
There's no getting around that statute of limitations. Even your civil case is unlikely to succeed. Besides, having to prove damages, you have a big aggravating factor working against you. Carson was reacting to how you manipulated him and Caleb through the Doe contract. I should know, because I agreed to help, and darn near succeeded.
Darn, can't you just swear like a normal person?
Words should not be seen or heard as common, but if you're normal...
Is this the part where we blame my sister for being the weak link in that plan?
Riley wasn't the weakest. My father was.
Gary was not the weakest. But we both just agreed the other's family member was a weak link, so there's that.
What I'm about to tell you about Carson is something I will deny if anyone asks.
You may not be a lawyer, but you are married to the man. You can't be compelled to.
You're thinking of testifying in a criminal case, which, again, this is not.
Then what is it?
If Carson doesn't respond to your lawsuit within 21 days of being served with it, a judge could issue a default judgment in your favor.
It's not like you could help hide the fact that he's being sued then. He has to be served.
But I could help him forget to respond. Keep him distracted.
Too much information.
You lift your head out of the gutter for a moment. You pick up on that that's not what I'm talking about.
Well, whatever you're talking about, it's not necessary. He'll be distracted, all right.
What haven't you told me?
I counseled Max to fire Carson for managing his gaming channel.
Besides counseling anyone on anything, why this? Why him? Max is about as decent as a person gets. Compared to the most of the rest of us, a downright saint.
This isn't about Max. It's about how Carson is treating you.
If you were that concerned about my well-being, you would have had the decency to tell me that to my face, rather than attempt to puppet-string Max in some scheme of yours.
You would have listened to me about that. I don't just mean here, but actually listened. We could never talk seriously and honestly with one another about our own relationship when we were in it. Why would I think it would be different with you over someone else?
That's just it, Hudson. If it were over someone else, what would you have to gain?
Rebound status?
What makes you think I would try that now when you didn't take me up on it when I showed up at your door after Carson broke my heart the last time?
So you admit he's broken your heart again? That look is all the answer I need. But to my point here, you two hadn't taken vows to love and protect one another then.
You would take advantage of me in a more vulnerable position than I had before? Aren't you and your points? How is it that I am defending you to you in this situation?
Since you realized I wish I had taken you up on your offer those 7 seasons ago? Isn't this the part where one of us ironically thanks Max for influencing that reference?
Oh my gosh, you're not looking to be my rebound. You're looking for me to be yours.
Are you on whatever it is Max takes that causes him to measure years as seasons?
You're talking about him so much now, in addition to how he measures time, makes more sense than ever.
I've said his name twice in as many sentences.
Or neither sentence included, or otherwise reflected the expression laser nitwits.
For fuck's sake.
Profanity is used by those whose vocabulary is limited by their own ignorance.
From the mouth of someone whose judgment is unhinged by their own arrogance.
Now I'm having to defend me from you? We were better off when we didn't speak about our relationship anything to one another.
Given our history, that would have to make us lovers again.
That may be the fifth worst overture to an intimate encounter I have ever heard.
Well, you let me know when you get confirmation one way or another.
I know that look, Bay. You have something else on your mind. Tell it.
I was the one who came to hear what you have to say, not the other way around.
You already did. Now you can. That was even a thing. What is it?
I met with Garrison, Reese, and another, and we are all prepared to help against Carson.
Isn't that what we were talking about?
That was about the Court of Law, which you have made clear will not help.
Even if you know you're going to lose, you could still file a civil suit. Just don't admit to that, or you could find yourself at the wrong end of a very angry judge.
There's a right end to a very angry judge?
Hey.
We devised an elaborate, arguably convoluted plan to act as a sequel to Doe.
Oh, and does this plan have a similarly vague name? Smith? Brown, perhaps?
I'm not going to present it to you. I'm not going to go through with it, and it was to start with me. Instead, I think we should just be direct with Carson and stage an intervention.
Which you hope will include me. Unlike this other plan, I take it, you're not going to tell me about?
Yes, and you're right, respectively.
Does this intervention have to involve my mother, as did your other plan?
Figured that out from vague reference to another, I presume. It doesn't, but it should.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Hudson, voiced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Bella, voiced by Annalee Cartamandua Barney. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
It mustn't be all that bad, because despite leaving therapy, she hasn't asked for a divorce or even a separation from you yet. Bella is capable of taking care of herself, so I'm not attending a pity party for her either.
Fine, so we've both struck out trying to figure her out.